All right, once again, now we're talking with Marblehead High School football coach Jim Rudloff. And coach, geez, so much on the line here. But I know a good start for you guys over Concord Carlisle last week, 24-6. You had Bill Newell had you on last week. And knowing you now as we – oh, by the way, I have to echo what Bill said. Congratulations on being elected to Salem News Mount Rushmore, because I couldn't agree more with Phil Stacey. You are such a pleasure to talk with. You always praise the other team's kids and your kids as well. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. It's kind of a weird one. I mean, ask anyone in my family; they're tired of hearing from me. So it's good that people that don't hear me as much actually.
No, Jim, it's great, and you're effusive in praising other teams and kids and so on, and your critique is most excellent. Let's get to that now. Concord Carlisle, first game of the season, what seems to be a pretty lopsided win on the scoreboard, but I know that when you look at video and so on, you see things differently. So please tell me about the positive aspect of your kids and what you saw.
You know, positive is it was our first game, so, you know, we expect there to be a lot of mistakes. You know, we had a lot of new kids in there. As successful as you know, we were, and some kids that did some really good things, it's their first varsity football game. So you expect them to make mistakes. You expect things to go wrong, and they did. You know, that's what we saw in film. But overall, you know, as the score indicates, you know, we're very happy with the result and glad that everyone, you know, did at least what they were expected to do, and then, you know, all there is left is to clean up the mistakes they made. You know, no one really did anything horribly wrong, or nobody got injured, so, you know, it was a very successful game, but obviously you want to use that first game film, too, as something we can teach the rest of the kids, you know, based on the things that were done right and the things that were done wrong off of that game.
You know, if you had a spreadsheet, Coach, in terms of first game, how would you, where would you put this one in terms of your career? Because first games, you have sometimes a lot of returners, sometimes you have newer kids, sometimes things go differently, and sometimes you have to face a pandemic. So how would you put this one overall, just in terms of relating it as a first game experience?
Well, it's funny because we usually the worst years that we've had as a football program have been the year after the Super Bowl. A couple different things happen that, you know, obviously if you've gone to the Super Bowl, the kids that brought you there usually are graduating. Certainly that was the case this year. The kids, you know, we have a lot of good kids left behind, and then a lot of kids that want to, you know, suddenly they're inspired to play football suddenly, mm-hmm. want to join the team. So we're very happy, you know, we're glad. We always want to promote football and have a lot of kids join. But in a town the size of Marblehead, generally it doesn't mean that you have, you know, 20, 25 kids hiding in the woods that are excellent football players that were just holding out on you. So it your numbers increase, which means you still have the same staff, you still have the same number of guys, but now you have an influx of maybe 20 new kids that haven't played football before that want to play. So it's difficult. We've always had a difficult year. The year after Super Bowl, we've never had a super successful year.
Okay.
The year after Super Bowl, because things change a little bit. We shuffle a few coaches around each time. So to have a win is excellent, you know, in that first game. And you know, compared to the other years, you know, it was a good first start. You know, we've never, we lost one after the Super Bowl one year. We won the next one the following year. So, you know, it is good. Anytime you get a win, it's good.
Coach, the first game has, under heat conditions, has caused some problems for some of the smaller schools in terms of attrition, in terms of depth, team depth and so on. But for your guys, I have to ask you, you've been able to shuffle in guys in and out over the years, thank goodness. But that extra minute on the clock, I mean, after you play 10 or 11 games, that's a whole full season. Have you noticed any difference? Has that affected your coaching or your team at all?
You know, honestly, not really. It hasn't made a big difference. You do definitely, we notice in the conditioning, you know, when the quarters were shorter, definitely conditioning wasn't as much of a factor. Conditioning certainly is a lot more of a factor with the extra minute and as much as you would like it not to be, usually in the first half, especially when the sun is out a little bit more, mm-hmm. that's when you're keeping your ones in, and that's when the kids really, it's going to be the first half. What you do see is you really notice the teams that come out and play hard in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Those those are the really well-conditioned teams. But also at the same time, you're probably going to make more rotations in the second half than you will in the first. But, you know, sometimes it depends on the health of your team, too. I think more than anything, that's been it. On a cool night, you're usually in pretty good shape. We've changed this year to a 6:30 start.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have a good reason for it. It sounded like there was one of the schools in the NEC came up with the idea and proposed it to the other schools, and the other schools voted. I know that right now, looking at all those other schools, there's us and Danvers that are following the 6:30. I don't know if anyone else is. So what originally was a proposal that all schools would be having 6:30 games, now from what I can see, it looks like just Marblehead and Danvers. So I don't know why we're still doing it, but I mention it only because it's a half an hour earlier. So if it's hot out, you're talking about
right.
it for heated all day in the sun, and now it's 6:30 with those black pellets and whatnot. You know, you're going out to a little bit warmer.
Wow, yeah.
So, you know, if you're the home team, you're wearing a dark uniform. All those things have to be considered. You know, what color is your helmet? So it sounds stupid, but all those things become a factor.
Coach, nothing you've ever told me sounds stupid, so I really appreciate that. That makes sense.
Hang around me more. I'll say it's stupid.
Okay. Jim, before we move on to your game with Linfield coming up, please just comment on a couple of highlights from a couple of your kids for this first game, because you know, I know that you always praise the other team. You've always done that, and you've always mentioned the kids who've done well for you.
I'm sorry. I just had a dog attack here, so I didn't hear the question. So Concord Carlisle?
No. Before we get to Concord Carlisle, just highlight a couple of performers for you, kids you looked at and say, okay, they did what they were supposed to do, and we're happy with that.
First would be our quarterback, Miles O'Neill. He's a first-year player. He's a junior. He's been with us. We brought him up freshman year. He was backing up Josh the last 2 years. You know, obviously, we were very fortunate to have a kid like Josh, which is one of the big reasons why this is Miles' first time starting. But he had a very good game. He made a lot of good decisions. He made some really nice plays to get himself out of trouble where the protection broke down a little bit. But he was able to just kind of manage the offense throughout the game with not a lot of mistakes, which is very good for someone's first varsity start. So I think that was one of the big things that stood out. We had a lot of guys in there that in the beginning of the season we weren't sure where we would be at with them. One of the kids, one of our sophomores, that was out there, Crew Monaco. We knew that he looked like a pretty good player, and we wanted to get him some playing time. And he did a nice job for us stepping in there. Eddie Johns, our tailback, is another kid that he had some great runs. You know, we probably could have given him the ball even more, but he made some really nice cuts and some nice runs. And, you know, and then there's, you know, the obvious. Shane Keough had a couple of nice touchdowns. He was phenomenal blocking for us all night also. And then Connor Cronin had a real good game too.
Okay, so let's move forward to Linfield. I mean, they have had over the past few years some terrific skilled players. You know, Cape Ann League, you know, under Coach LaMusta, man, they've been tough. They've got the Morangi boys, and Clayton, of course, is playing great at Endicott. What do you see from Linfield coming up?
You know, pretty much the same thing. They're loaded right now. They, you know, they love what they've got going on over there. You know, they're very proud. Spread offense, you know, make the other team guess what you're doing. You know, they can't be right type of stuff. And so, you know, they give a lot of looks on defense. That, you know, that they'll play their guys in a 4-eye, a 5. They like to stunt an awful lot. They have some very good linebackers, very good skill positions. It's a team that, you know, clearly by looking at them, they're in the weight room quite a bit. They'd be a great fit in the Northeast Conference. You know, they'd fit right in with us, but really well coached, good schemes on both sides of the ball. The kids play hard. The defense is all over the field. So we're expecting a real tough game. You know, we scheduled them because we know that it's a good football program, and they're going to give us a real battle. So, you know, we're looking forward to an extremely tough battle on Friday night.
Coach, it's so exciting, man, to be back at this, and I thank you so much for taking the time tonight. I know how wild it is this time of year. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again.
Great. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too.
Yep.
Bye now.
That's Jim Rudloff, who was the Marblehead High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.